Almighty Heavenly Father. Again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our heart. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. This the day that you have made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind if I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and trustees, and see all of God's children. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus Christ. It's a Brother Red Wine said, sometimes we, some of us sometimes, really act like God ain't done nothing for us. Without Him, we can't do nothing. I mean nothing. We can hooray. I'm not doubting nobody now. I just want you to think. We can hooray a man with a basketball.
Come on, brother.
Shoot 3 points. We shout. Better not get a trace down. We hit one another hand to hand. Hear Jesus. The only one who wake us up in the morning. There's no substitute. The only one who rock us to sleep. And some of us don't seem like God done nothing ever for them. He's so good until we can't believe it. For when he look at us and see who he is, we owe him everything. Never be ashamed of him. Never. Never. Some of us too cute. Some of us too proud. And then when something happened, we want to get religious. He good to us. So many of you already know, classmate, going on home somewhere. And you still hanging around him. Don't be ashamed of your Jesus. Everybody gonna need Jesus somewhere. I said, everybody gonna need Jesus. You may not need him now, but one day you gonna need Jesus. God doesn't have big shots and little shots. But red wines and no shots. I mean it. It's the church problem. We are ashamed of him and we afraid. What folks gonna say? I just had to say that. Jesus treat us like we treat him. Only none of us wake up in the morning. Glad he don't have our attitude.
Come on, Reverend.
Yes, sir. You want our attitude.
Yes, sir.
Still on my series. The God who need nothing. Number 131. And guess what? Thank God for his word. That devil will wrestle with you.
Take your time right there.
When you want to take the cover off him, he'll wrestle with you. You have to fight him. I mean it. He always wants to let the world be ignorant of him.
Make it clear.
He don't want God to take the cover off him.
No, sir.
Because he's deceiving folks going and coming.
Amen.
And when you don't know him, you'll think it's you. But it'll be him all the time. Controlling your mind. But thank God for his word. Oh, boy. Bless his holy name. Did I ever give you my scripture? Look at Isaiah 46:9-10. 46:9-10. Isaiah 46:9-10. It said, remember the former things of old. For I am God. Big G. When I like that next one. There is none else. In other words, you can't bring nothing to match me. And all he's saying, I'm in a class all by myself. I am God. It's a big G now. And there is
none
like me. I like that part. I don't care how you ram up. Go to the moon. Go closer to hell than you can down. Go wider than you can. You ain't going to find none. You ain't going to find none, Jesse. Let me.
None.
All he's saying, I'm in a class all by myself. I don't have nobody helping me. Nobody helping me. I don't have to call 911. I don't get in trouble. I can't get in trouble. I don't know what trouble is. I'm God. And there's none like me. And he can brag on his own self.
Yes, sir.
Don't you brag on yourself, folks.
No,
Walker, don't you never brag on yourself. But he the only somebody or something can brag on himself.
That's right.
And ain't gonna nothing gonna happen.
You're on it.
Lord Almighty. You know, clay is all by himself. He don't need from nobody, nothing. Declaring the end from the beginning, from the ancient time, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. And I will do all my pleasure. I do what I want to do. Notice, to please me. I get pleasure out pleasing myself.
That's right.
Pleasure. Folk get pleasure because they got some whiskey to drink.
That's right.
Got a pit bull or something. They get pleasure looking at him. And they didn't fight, but I don't get pleasure out of nothing. I'm my own pleasure. Nothing can match me. You can't find nothing to come up with me. In other words, I'm the only true God. Besides me, there is no other can match me.
That's right, God.
Oh, God is saying, can't nobody stop me from doing what I want to do. That's His holy name. Now look at Hebrews 13 and the 8th verse. Lord Almighty. 13. Hebrews 13. Jesus Christ. The same yesterday and today and forever. For this thing, blow your mind. It blow your mind. He the same. In other words, I can't change. I don't want to make the change, but I can't. I can tell change. But I can't change. I'm bigger than change.
Yeah.
I'm more powerful than change. I don't need to change. I'm the same every time you see me. Every time the yesterday, the day, and tomorrow, next week, I'm still the what? Same.
Yes, sir.
Next 2 years, you see me, I'm still what? The same. I haven't gotten older, I haven't got fatter, I haven't got thin, I'm still what? The same. I need no fish yesterday, I don't need none today, I'm still what? The same.
Go ahead.
Boy, but that's me now.
Tell us about it. Go ahead.
That means I'm glad I know the law.
All right.
Well, you own it, man.
When you got your trust in Jesus, you protect it. I said, you protected it. And all the things that mess with you, God has to allow it. Always remember that.
All right.
I don't care how the lion may growl, how the snake get in his curve, with his head sticking up, but he can't move until God give him permission to move.
That's good.
Bless this holy name. He goes by himself. Bless this holy name. He the same. I get happy thinking about that. He the same yesterday. I am, he said over in Isaiah, in a sense, I am Moses' God. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob God. I'm the God that divided the Red Sea. That's enough to shout right there.
Yes, sir.
The same.
Who in the world can divide a Red Sea? Not machines. Just speak. Or even God can let you have a rod in your hand and just stretch it out. Ever get the rod, nothing can talk. The power is not in the rod, but who telling the rod what to do?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
In other words, the water saw the rod, and the rod saw God, and God bet the thing spread.
Yeah.
Go ahead, now. Go ahead.
You want to talk?
Go ahead.
I'm yesterday God.
Go ahead.
I'm your mama God.
Yes, sir.
Hey. I'm your grandma God. I'm your great, great, great grandma God. I'm God by myself. I don't need nobody. I'm not begging for nothing. God, who can divide a Red Sea? Way back there, God. Before there was a man. Moses' days, Abraham and Isaac's days. I am Peter God. I'm James God. I'm John God. I walked the water before them. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I change it not. I know my work from the beginning to the ending. And it is for all of my good pleasure. Boy, that blow your mind. I know my work from the beginning to the ending. In other words, before I even start, I know how it's going to end. I said, before I start. And I already done fixed things in the middle of the start and the ending. I know what's going to happen in the beginning, in the middle of it, and at the end of it. I'm not wondering what you're going to have to do tomorrow. I've got tomorrow in my hand.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know that.
God, I didn't know I was going to do this. I know everything.
Right.
Well, that blow your mind. Oh, God, we can't fully understand. Nobody will never fully understand God. I said nobody, nothing, and nobody, computer, and nobody else will never fully understand God. The angels don't even fully understand God. I said the angels. They up there with him day and night. They don't fully understand God. Nothing understand God. He blew our mind.
Go ahead. Go
ahead.
If the angel could understand God, Lucifer would never act a fool.
That's right.
If I know this man, I know this man and what he'll do, I ain't going to mess with him.
All right. Yes, sir.
But if I know half about him and some about him, I may mess with him. But nobody fully understands God. He God alone.
Yes, sir. God alone.
He don't. Oh, boy. He doesn't need nobody.
You right?
Teach
him. I'm not going to church today. Well.
Okay.
I'm not going to say amen. Well, he's still going to be God. Always remember this. You will need God before God will need you. Always remember that. If you remember nothing else, you will need God before God will need you.
Go ahead, Pastor.
What can you do to help God?
Nothing.
Hebrew writer said he the same.
All right.
Boy, ain't gonna nobody get through. I ain't going to try to get through. I'm just going to go my time.
Yeah, work with it.
Lee, you know what? I got some stuff down here that the devil God gave me about the devil.
Reverend.
The old devil been messing with me.
Yeah.
Reverend.
I mean it.
You need to stay there, Reverend.
I find out the devil don't want you to know about Jesus.
That's it. You right.
That's it.
He'll mess with you, Paul.
You right, Pastor. Yes, he will.
You got to keep your mind stored on him. I mean, you got to get by yourself and keep that mind steady on God. Because the devil going to come all kind of way when you want to bring up him and take the cover off of him. You don't want the cover to come off it. But God already know it. No wonder I couldn't get off this thing. All this come from Paul, from all the way from when I started on this series, just to get to the devil.
That's right.
That means God had to choke me. I mean, I told y'all about it.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. I want you to tell a lie to save my life. Never got choked like that. I trying to change the series. Way back, John. God choked me. God Almighty. Head started feeling funny. At the same time, never felt like that. And the boy said, preach what I said, preach. Preach what I said, preach. And not what folks want to hear. They don't want to hear God. Let me to rest now.
That's it.
Do what he said, dog.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
We stopped off on last Sunday. What? Yeah, last Sunday. It's a series.
Uh-huh. There you go. Keep on, Reverend.
It's one of God's series. If it's his series, you never stop. He got an unstoppable series. But when you get up and say anything about Jesus, you better go somewhere and sit down anyway. Stopped off on last Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Telling you, after God had kicked Lucifer out of heaven and all of his angels, kicked him out of the third heaven, he is still at liberty with mankind on this earth. Take your time, Walker. Yes, sir. Go too fast sometimes. He still skip here.
Yes, sir.
At liberty on this earth.
Yes, sir.
He visited all of us.
Right.
He come to your house, my house, your place, my place. He everywhere.
Yes.
He can disturb your mind.
Yep.
Expect the dog who's been born again. He owned his life with mankind. God Almighty. Paul, look at Job 2. 1 and 2. So take your time, Walker. Don't tell me 3 times, I'll keep on. It's just supper time. Hallelujah.
Again.
Watch this now.
There was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
Before the Lord.
And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord.
He came also, didn't he? Now, he came the second time. He never stopped what?
That's right.
If he don't get you the first time, he come at you the second time.
All right.
If he don't get you the second time, he come at you the third time.
Yeah.
He never stopped coming at us.
That's
That's right.
Paul said, every time I want to do good, evil is always coming. Not sometime, not on Sunday, not Wednesday and Thursday, but every time. I want to what? Do good. And if you're not doing good, you must be doing bad. So he ain't gonna bother you when you're doing what? Bad.
That's right.
But every time I want to what?
Do good.
He dared to disturb me. God Almighty. He there. Don't you never think he's not there. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. He there. And my brothers and sisters, in the second place, Paul, you got a second place, Paul? You got that, ain't you?
And? The Lord said unto Satan,
watch this now,
from whence cometh thou?
Yeah.
And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it.
Up and down. And while he walk, he looking. He looking at your house, my house, everybody. He watching as he walk. That means he everywhere in the earth. The devil who hates you, who can't stand you, who want to see you dead. Being the laws that men ought always pray without stopping, because you got an unstoppable enemy walking up and down. He wants to kill you, but he hurt you praying. What you praying? And the devil have groups, and some of the little young little angels probably run around there and say, don't go get him. Oh, he praying. The old angel said, he praying. Leave him alone. We'll get him next time. But that devil never stopped. Now watch this thing. If he came at your house last night, he coming again. He coming again. You got over him on that night, but he coming right back, maybe the same night. You ever saw folk and do good, then mess around and kill somebody that quick? He coming right back. That means you had to pray all the time. Have you ever said, I ain't going to do it, but you did it? You got to pray what? All the time. Pray without what? Ceasing. Because the devil never stopped walking up and down in the earth, seeing who he can get a hold to.
You're right.
Up and down in the earth. Y'all see now? Y'all see now how the devil function, right? Up and down. And then he walking up and down in this sinful world. Now watch this now. My brother passed. What? What is he really doing? In a sense, I already told you, but let the Bible talk for itself. Look at 1 Peter 5 and 8. God Almighty.
For be sober.
Yeah.
Be vigilant.
Yeah.
Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
At liberty, red wine, but he's not sitting down asleep, or laying down asleep.
No, sir.
But what? That means he's moving all the time.
That's right.
What the devil look like sleeping? He don't have to sleep. He's an angel. slumber never sleep. He walking up and down to your house, my house, and everybody's house. Seeing who he can destroy or mess up or turn away from God. Lord Almighty. Seeing who he can devour. That means swallow you up. God Almighty. He wants to swallow up mankind by destroying him. He got mad with God because God kicked him out of heaven. God Almighty. And we ought to thank God for the word of God. Just suppose we didn't have the word of God. Right now, just suppose we didn't have the Bible. We'll be messed up. And we read everything but the Bible.
All
right. Yeah, good. I read that novel 5 times.
You're right.
Well, how many times you read the Bible?
All right.
I know that book inside and out, but what about this book?
All right, yeah.
And sometimes we think God has crazy. Some of us think God has Alzheimer's or something like that, you know. And we want to fool God. And like we're so holy and righteous and pick the Bible every once in a while and just, you know, just get with the devil. Pick the Bible. Let the Lord God know you're still read 2 verses and try to make a crank out of God. God Almighty. Yeah. The devil. Walking up and down in the earth, at our house, in churches, everywhere. God Almighty. Bless His holy name. And my brother said, always remember that God is God alone. And He needs nothing, nobody to sustain Him. Or support him for nothing. He is God alone by himself. Never think that God need our help to fight the devil. What God need with us to help him fight the devil? When you walking with God, and the devil see you walking with God. He trembles just because you walking with God.
Right.
Yes, sir. That's really good to have the Lord on our side. Yes, sir. When the devil see you without your heavenly God, God Almighty, he said, "There's one." Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He told me, "I got one. I saw one. Didn't have Jesus with him." Jesus is our protection.
Amen.
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He watch over us day and night. Because the devil never slumber sleep. He always busy.
Yeah.
Old folks say, busy like the devil. He is the devil. That's his holy name. He come here to help us. And my brother and sister, God, boy, I get a happy thing about it. I just get happy. When you get thinking about God, what are you doing? God sent his son, named Jesus, in this sinful world for 2 reasons.
Come on here. Take your time.
2 reasons.
All right.
He sent, he couldn't send Michael.
No,
couldn't send Gabriel.
No.
He got to fight the devil. The devil was one of God's top angels.
Yes, sir.
He had power over other angels.
Right.
When you can persuade a third of the heaven angels, that means a billion of angels.
Yes,
if you can control them, you know good well, Michael, you couldn't help it.
That's right. All right. Help yourself, God.
God Almighty. Watch this now. He sent
his son in this world for two reasons. Don't you never forget this. And I got time to bring both of them out. I ain't gonna bring both of them out, but you never forget. Number one, to keep man's soul from going to hell. That's number one. By believing the gospel of Jesus Christ. In other words, Jesus is our only way out of the devil's hand. Now, this is the main reason for coming into the world, to keep man's soul from going to hell in the lake of fire.
Right.
That's his only reason coming in the world. Number one. Lord Almighty. And Jesus trying to save mankind. Because mankind is no match with the devil by himself. And God sent, can I say, the vice president?
All right.
His son Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Down to go work on the devil. Father and son thing.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Can I call him? He don't care about me calling the president, the vice president. Because he said Father is greater than he. But that's the only somebody greater than he. Nobody else is greater than he. See, he couldn't send Micah. Micah always but an obedient angel.
Yeah.
A top angel.
Yes,
Gabriel always been. But Gabriel wasn't tough enough.
That's right. That's right.
The devil had one of the top position in heaven.
That's right.
He looked so pretty until he said, woo, woo, look at me.
Yeah.
I look good than God. And when he said that, God kicked him out of here.
Yes, sir.
Told you on last week, he left heaven like lightning. Now, don't you never forget that. That he sent Jesus in this world to get people from going to hell. If a man don't have Jesus as his Savior, he's going to hell. That's not dogmatic. That's just the truth. That's just the truth. Jesus is the only one to keep a man from going to the hell.
Yes,
the only somebody.
Yes.
Nobody else. And nothing else. He's the only one to keep a man from going to hell. God Almighty. And if you trust in anything else or anybody else, you'll live with the devil forever. In the lake of fire. Think now. I ain't trying to scare them. I'm trying to help you. Just think in the lake of fire forever. Fire. Never consumed, but just born. You mean, that, see, you're burning on the inside. No rest. You can't go nowhere to find no rest. Dr. Dottie can't help you. Dr. Davis can't help you. The hoodoo doctor can't help you. Everybody down there moaning. God Almighty. That's number one reason. Now, what's the second reason? We're going to talk about them. We're going to get to them today. Why? What's the second reason? Now, what the first reason is? The key? Well, ain't I'm telling the truth? Because he can't do nothing with the devil. I got to send my son to keep him, to help him. God Almighty. Now, what's the second reason, Walker? Okay. The next reason is to destroy the devil and his angels. All and who followed them to the lake of fire forever and ever. God Almighty, to destroy. He come to save man and destroy the devil. He walking up and down in the earth every day. Right now he walking. He even in here.
All right.
Seeing who he can devour. Especially if you lost and don't know Jesus. He hope you never get saved.
That's right.
And I can see some of the devil angels sitting around in churches and where real gospel preaching.
Uh-huh.
and talking together, two or three of them. I believe I got a candidate over yonder. Yeah. He think about the number of what he got. I believe he got him pretty good.
My, my.
Well, getting two more calls, he'll forget Jesus.
Yeah. My.
Any way to get your soul, he going after your soul.
That's right.
He'll get you a house. He'll get you a car. He'll give you some money. Just forget your soul.
That's right.
He wants your soul just that bad. Watch this now. Watch this. But he doesn't want it better than God.
Right.
Mama.
Right. Right.
But Reverend Walker, how you mess that up? Oh, boy.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Jesus died for you. That's all a man can do to give his life. He died for us to keep us from going to hell.
Come on now.
No, that's right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
But can't but one somebody die and come back by themselves.
My.
Nobody
before.
Yes, sir.
I said, can't be one.
Yes, sir.
Father, because God got everything else in his control.
Yes.
That's when I said, nothing or nobody will never fully understand God.
Right.
If that was the case, Lucifer would have stayed where he was.
Right.
The other angel would have been up there with God right now. But no, they don't fully understand God. Nothing and nobody fully understand God. He acts a fool. Going against God. Because he look good. They'll deceive you on your looks. I don't mean no harm, sister. Because you're a fox, you know. They don't make bet nobody else.
All right.
And brother, because you're handsome, don't make you bet nobody else. The devil wants you to get lifted up in pride on yourself.
That's right.
God Almighty. God can turn you around in a minute.
Yeah.
Make you look like a trap.
Right.
Make you look like I ain't anything.
Right.
Don't be in the heart with God.
All right.
My.
The reason he come to destroy the devil. He come to save God Almighty, and he come to destroy the devil. These two reasons. And Paul, look at 1 Corinthians 15, 20 through the 28 verse, and we'll get ready to go home. God Almighty.
But now is Christ risen.
He's risen
from the dead. And become the first fruits of them that slept.
Yeah, you know, Paul.
For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead.
Because what? For since by man came what?
Yeah.
Man done something to cause death. It wasn't God.
Yeah.
He done some on and on to cause death.
Yes, right.
See what? For sin by man
yes,
came what?
Because
he done some.
Yes,
he told him the day you eat that, then you're going to do what? Man brought it on himself.
Right.
Then watch this now. You watch this. Then he kept writing. By man came also the resurrection of the dead. We all have to thank God
yes.
He wasn't through talking.
Thank you.
Or he wasn't through working.
Yes,
his plan got to go on.
Yes, sir.
To even try to please man.
Yes.
Since by man came death. Man brought on death. Through the devil. Y'all get up on that?
All right.
He told him don't eat off that tree.
Yes, sir.
Didn't he tell y'all?
Yes, that's right.
He brought death on himself by obeying who? I ain't gonna put it on Eve. But I know women will lead you astray. Men will lead you astray too. He had to agree with her. He didn't get that apple. I don't know what that may be, a pear. I don't know what it was, but he didn't get it juked down in his mouth. She started hugging him or something.
All right, man.
I don't believe you love me. Yeah. Love me. Got that man messed up. You can't eat everything your wife give you. I told y'all once, I'm telling you again. My wife gassed up. I said, what is that? She said, just eat it. Just eat it. I ate it. She got influence. The devil used folks. You folks, who you obey, that's who you're going to live with. Man brought on death himself. He introduced death to himself. God warned him, the day you eat, that's the day you're going to die. God warned him. But the devil jived him. Hell about there digging, squashing things in there. Tomatoes, picking tomatoes. Eve ought to been cooking or doing something else, y'all, but Lord have mercy. Caught her by herself.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, caught her by herself. And need both of us together. But the man is working properly. You know, he wasn't lazy. God started him off working. I don't know what he was doing. I don't mean to harm, sister. I know you get mad with me, but it's the Bible. See, the Bible said the woman is the weaker vessel.
Well, sir, I read that.
Ain't hear no amen out yonder. The Bible says she's what? It's the weaker vessel. So the devil says, I'm a mess with what? The weaker vessel.
Yes, sir. That's good preaching now. That's good preaching.
That same, oh boy, that same devil that met Adam and Eve in the garden is still alive right now. As I speak. I'm going to get through this voice, Paul. Go on and read that voice, Paul.
For as in Adam all die,
God Almighty,
even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Depend on Adam, you'll still be dead. But I'm alive.
Yes, sir.
I come to bring you life.
Yes.
Jesus came in the world to save out of what? Soul. To keep the soul from going to hell. He's the only one to stop a soul from going to hell by we believing on him as Savior and Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Thank you. Oh, boy. Hey. Hey. They are living. Read on, Paul.
But every man,
listen,
in his own order,
yeah,
Christ the first fruits. Afterward, they that are Christ at his coming.
He the first fruit. He the one that got up.
Yes,
you all get my point?
Yes, sir.
Fruit, you got to plant it.
Yes.
Then mess around and put him in the ground.
Yes.
This is Calvin.
Jesse couldn't let them stay on the cross. If you want to get some more fruit, you got to put it where? And when they put the seed of heaven in the ground, he was the seed. He stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. But early. I said early. Early Sunday morning. The seed got about the grave. And declare all power is in his hand. That same Jesus is alive right now. Whosoever will, let him come. He's alive.
Yes, sir.
Folks, do you know he's alive?
He's alive, brother. He's alive. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's
I said, do you know he's alive?
Yeah.
Look at your neighbor.
Yeah.
I said, neighbor.
Yeah.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Why do you know?
Yeah.
Well, one Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Evening,
yes, sir.
I met the Lord. I found out that he is still alive. I got my hand in his hand. And every day of my life, I talk to him to let me know he's still alive. The reason I know he's alive, I talked to him last night. I got up early this morning. I talked to him again. I said, oh, yeah, he's still alive, and he will take care of you. Won't he do it? Or won't he do it? Or won't he do it? Y'all can sit down. We know he's alive, because we got up. With all power. Paul, you through?
No, sir.
Read on, Paul, to get new with this.
Then cometh.
Watch it now.
The end.
Then cometh.
When he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power.
God Almighty. Then come what? The end. When he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God. We are the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Even the Father, when he shall have what? Put down all rule and all authority and power under his what? Feet.
Yes,
that's what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
All the devil power, all evil, all sin, to be under where? Let me under the earth, in hell, in the lake of fire. Lord Almighty. That's the very reason he got it in the Bible how everything started with the devil, gonna end with him too, in the lake of fire. That's when he can talk about it because he know the beginning to the ending. The devil knows his time not long.
Yes,
remember, if you remember this one thing, the devil come here to destroy you. Jesus come here for two reasons.
Yes,
to save us. God, always remember that. Look at your name. Say, he came to save me.
Save.
Well, the devil still here.
Yes,
the next reason he come, what? To destroy the devil and his work.
Yes.
Lord, let me live next Sunday. We'll start right where we stopped off. He don't want you to preach this. I said, he don't want you to preach this.
No, sir.
Don't take the cup off the devil. You'll make it mad.
Yeah.
I'm not boasting.
Yeah.
Let me not get him before everybody else get him.
Yeah.
And I rebuke that down in the name of Jesus. Nobody but me and the Lord. And I walk through this auditorium, I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. You ought to say it sometimes. I rebuke you, devil. Everybody said, I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, devil, in the name. Say it loud. I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. Rebuke it. Rebuke it. Rebuke it. You got to rebuke it. You got to rebuke him in the name, not your name, not Walker's name, but what? In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You got to rebuke him.
Yeah. My.
He got to move about the name.
Yeah.
There's something in the name. Yeah. That's what God sent Jesus here for, number two, to destroy the devil.
All right.
First, you got to get the souls out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
After I get them out, then I take care of the devil.
Yes, sir.
Go on, go on, go on. Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
If
you don't watch yourself, he'll give you that same attitude. That attitude of lifted up in pride. He was one of God's top angels. But he got lifted up in pride off of his beauty. He will look and say, I look gooder than God. When he said, gooder than God. When he called God's name. He had a bunch of angels behind him. A third of angels. He's talking about a billion angels. Right there with him. He all them talk around there. They're not such a church. Get supposed to hate one another.
Yeah.
Man, you got one person. I love you. The devil got his eyes on you. I promise you, see.
Amen.
You might get enough of them, you know, then. But when he said, let's go get Jesus. Let's go get God. Boy, he left heaven just like lightning.
Uh-huh.
Don't try to set God folks up. You'll find out falling in the ditch of yourself.
Yeah.
We're protected by God.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Somebody here may need Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Ask your prayer to say. We'll start next week where we stopped off.
Yeah.
Look what Jesus come here for. Now, number one, to keep our soul from going to hell. Now, watch this. We're going to go. I still got 39 seconds. Watch this. I'm trying to get y'all to see my point. God knows. I love your soul. God love your soul. Now watch this now. Watch. I'll say this once. Say it again. Now if God just allowed hell to come before our eyes where everybody can see it and see folks in hell, even somebody we know, and you hear them moaning and groaning, ain't no rest nowhere, day and night, forever and ever. If your eyes literally see it, and if you're not saved, I promise you, you'll get saved.
All right.
But the devil don't want you to believe the Bible. God's word is truth. He know it, truth. He know it. He don't want us to believe it. He don't want to preach it. Preach little short stories. That may be important about, but the devil don't care about preaching little short stories. But God wants you to tell folks the truth. A lot of folks come to church and don't want to hear what?
The truth.
He come to save folks that are lost. Don't you never forget that. And if you need Jesus as your Savior, He had fixed where you don't have to pay a dime.
All right.
That would be a poor God.
Yes,
sir. But if we need some money, He got all the money in His hand.
Yeah.
And if you go to heaven, we got golden streets to walk on. There ain't no black topping. There ain't no pavement.
Right.
It's black top on. It's black top gold. Can I say it like that? Walking on gold. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. From what? Going to hell. Nah, going to hell. Let us all stand. Somebody in here may need him as your Savior. He come to save. He come to save. Don't be ashamed to give your life to Christ. Ain't nobody gonna get mad but the devil. I said, nobody gonna get mad but the devil. He don't want you saved. He no longer you go without Jesus. I got you in my hand. That's all the devil said. Ain't no way out. He the only one. God is the only one through Jesus Christ can get you out. It's just that simple. Will it be one? Just simple. Somebody may want to come back preaching their spins about letter. But just don't leave that here alone. Watch this. You don't have to be a member of this church. We are baptized you and send you where you're going to go. We have prayed that you go to somewhere where they're preaching the gospel without compromising. The devil got a lot of compromising preachers preaching the gospel now. Compromising. That's compromising.